Blog Talk Radio.
Watch out. Yeah, we'll fall all right. Fighting for all our life. All of our chances not right. Cause we're not perfect, we're flaws, and we're not Christ. You can call it sacrifice. Man just wants the mama night. One gang to kids them not the ghetto. Life is a fucking paradise. Man with a love I care for drive. Yo, that shoes they on my side. And my brother shoes that's how we do it now I cheer. So we still have to survive. JPS just cut the lights out. We don't know how to turn out the fight. My future no riser. Life just to ask me for sure my mind. We're still central, still central. Man, strength of my life whenever we go when the rough days by. We're still central, still central. Man, strength of my life whenever we go when the rough days on, yeah. Too young to make a change. Some youth to wish to move my peeps I'm out the ghetto. Every youth for rich. Another night without the food. Dog me used to this. And we don't fight and we don't lose. But me not new to this. Mommy, when I could find the money, cool with it. Swear to God we must fire out with a pool in it. Yeah, if you're not busy, give me few minutes. Protect me, eh? But my gun me have to move with it. Cause when my band, me never band with one spoon in it. My friend them gone and them ass, me grave them soon dig it. More time we coulda find lunch money. Then I'm not sure when school finish. We still stay strong. Still stay strong. Man swear for my life whenever we go to the rough days. We still stay strong. Still stay strong. Man swear for my life whenever we go to the rough days on, yeah. Still stay strong. Man, strength of my life whenever we go to the rough days. We still stay strong. Still stay strong. Man, strength of my life whenever we go to the rough days.
Going on some stuff right now, so appreciate y'all tapping in. I'm feeling a little bit better. Let me say that. yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better. Peace out there in the chat world. I wish y'all would tag in on the call. Peace, brother, peace. But y'all be on the chat. But it's all good. This is what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to have Bible study tonight. So if you weren't prepared for that, I'm doing something different. I'm going to twist things up, turn things around, and have some fun with it. Watch it. So I appreciate y'all tapping in. Give me 1 second. Let me just grab the last of the things I need, and then I'll get started. 1 second, y'all. And I want to help. No doubt. Peace out there. I want to help those that want to feel better. And one of the things that even those that are on my platform struggle with, or on More Life platform, excuse me, struggle with, is this idea of separation. And I had several, I don't know if you want to call them consultations, but consultations this week. And the consensus I got to is that people really don't know at the end of the day who they are and what they're trying to accomplish. So tonight, I'm going to try to take my time. I didn't waste too much time on music. I'm going to take my time and I'm going to walk y'all through it, because no one really understands. I'm going to do like a mini webinar about that, right? No one really understands what it means. Y'all better tap in. Y'all can come in, ask y'all questions. Tonight's the night for it, right? Because I want to really like dig into this a little bit, so I'm not going to rush through it. I'm going to take my time and I'm going to talk y'all through a lot of this stuff. But I made some promises last week that I want to fulfill. Excuse me. So it's like this, y'all. A lot of times y'all turn to people because they have the ability to entice you with their language or their personality or persona or whatever the case may be. And you get caught up in trying to imitate these people. And what happens is you start to imitate garbage. What I want to say is all of what I'm going to say tonight, I've already said a million times over. If you followed me in any way, shape, or form, you've heard this, right? But I'm going to try to put it together in such a way that it's easier to digest, considering the fact that I'm now speaking to the so-called public, right? So peep this. When you were born, something happened. And what happened was not what you expected. It's not what these people are telling you. It was a mix-up. And I'm going to prove it to you tonight. prove it to you tonight. Because the mix-up is predicated on scripture. And I'm going to show you how they use this banking institution or banking law and equity information against you, right? So what goes in this is, say you are the straw man. At any time, in any shape or form, you would never do it. But I think you all don't get that. So that's what I'm going to try to hammer home tonight. All right, so when you're born, your people created some documents, and they fill them in. They didn't create them, but they fill them in, right? They were given documents, they fill them in, and they pass them on. The problem with that was, once they did that, they put you in a position where you had to make a choice. You didn't know you had to make a choice. The choice was already made for you. Because a lot of things happened during that transaction, right? Some documents were offered up, applications and all, right? And some products were produced and given to so-called you all, right? But the dangerous thing about that is there was mix-up. And I can go a lot of places. I wanted to kind of go talk about names and stuff like that, so I might get to some of that, but we'll see. But I want to just make sure y'all just understand. I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm not all the way 100%, but I'm getting there. And I want y'all to get this. All right? Watch it. The mix-up that happened was there was a name that was produced, and I might have to go there because y'all don't know, but I had to postpone the webinar that I had scheduled for Sunday. So it's moved to Saturday, and this is like y'all final chance. Like, I haven't even advertised this stuff, only on here, I guess, but my point is, you need to sign up for that webinar. Now, the trick is, I wanted to change the price. I haven't done that. I need to, but when I reproduce this and present it to folks again, it's going to be adjusted for all of the work that it entertains, right? Because there's a lot that goes into it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a soft webinar to give you a preview of what I'm going to cover on Saturday. So a name was produced, and a lot of y'all don't know what that means. You take it for granted, and you run with it. So when the name was produced, you assumed that it applied to you. So hence I teach, every time you use a name, you commit fraud. So I'm going to clarify all of those things for y'all, right? So keep this. Key to all of this is that name does not belong to you, it doesn't apply to you, and it misrepresents what it really is. So first, you got to understand what really happened. So I'm going to go into scripture tonight to teach y'all from the ground up in a more thorough way what it is. So first thing that happens is you're in the womb, or baby is in the womb. The baby has a twin. Whether they have a twin or they don't have a twin. And you can go into these dictionaries like Black Law's Dictionary and these legal dictionaries, and you can look up terms like stillborn. You can look up terms like, excuse me, you can look up terms like born alive. You can look up terms like birth. You can look up terms like born. You can just look up these terms and get a feel for what they're describing. What I want you to understand is this, and it's crazy. Because you had a twin and they treated it as that, right? Negligence on your parents' part caused this to happen. And what happened? The negligence that happened or occurred was your mom decided, or your parents decided, to provide you with a name. But that was the first issue. That was the first issue. I'm going to prove it to you, right? So the first issue is a name. What is a name? All right. A name is a word by which a person or thing is denoted. Denoted. I should look that up. I'm going to do that in a second. Let me just see if there's anything else here that we need to be concerned with. So, people, they give us as a definition, word by which a person or thing is denoted. Now, a lot of y'all are confused. And here's why you're confused. You're confused because you're like, well, that applies to me too, right? And here's the Me Too movement. What's the Me Too movement? The Me Too movement is this. A person describes an entity, right, as well as a so-called individual or so-called natural person. But natural person can't really exist in commerce outside of engagement with another natural person. And I'm going to wrap all of this around and I'm going to go fucking ham. I'm sorry. I've been good so far. All right. People, what I'm saying though, the name is the first issue. And where I got that definition from, I'm going to go somewhere else. And I'm typing in all type of shit, right? So I just want to know what I'm dealing with. Because I want people to understand that I've been talking shit, but, like, I know what I'm talking about, right? Like, a scare these gurus. No, I'm just kidding.
Come on, teach
the right shit. All right, here we go. This is a dope way of the way they put it. Name, the designation of an individual person or of a firm or corporation. Now, listen to what they're saying. An individual person is still attached to person. I just want y'all to pay attention. Like, I know y'all don't get it, right? But I'm trying to give it to y'all in the most delicate of ways so y'all can understand who I am. Yo, can y'all hear me? Somebody type in the chat, you can hear me, because I feel like I'm going dumb. Watch what I'm about to do. I'm about to tear this shit apart. Somebody hit me in the chat and say, yo, I can hear you. Please, let me know y'all can hear me. I don't want to be talking to myself. Yeah, I mean, please, somebody hit me. Is there a delay? Can y'all hear me in the chat? Oh, God. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. All right. All right. So people, what I'm saying, right? They said that the designation of an individual person, I just want y'all to pay attention. In every law, I want y'all to understand who I am, right? When y'all look at laws, y'all need to stop looking at these statutes and quoting statutes to me and telling me that that's law. If you are a part of the problem, then you use statute. You get it? Pause. I need some music. Oh, can I have some music? I need to listen to something. I got a Weezy S. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to get to Weezy in a second. Let me just wrap with y'all so y'all don't be confused. All right. I'm going to continue the definition. They talk about an individual person, right? And there's a person attached to it. So I just want you to understand that a person also is a firm or a corporation. So an individual firm or corporation. You see how they slick? These boys is nice with it. I'm going to go dumb. I haven't been teaching that. I'm going to go ahead. Watch tonight. I'm going to go over this more in depth on Saturday's webinar at 1 o'clock. That's the time I moved to. No, I didn't put up any of that information because I wasn't feeling well, and I still wasn't feeling well, and I'm still not feeling well. So I'm lazy. Watch this. Definition. A word. Listen, y'all, what a name is. A word or combination of words used to distinguish a person, thing, or class from others. Right? I want y'all to understand what they're talking about. I'm typing in more shit. Give me one second. I don't know if I can find this one. Fuck. I have this one ready for Saturday because this is one of them secret ones I don't really want to share, but like in the open like this, but I'm going to share that shit. All right. Peep where all of y'all go wrong. Let me see if it comes up. Hello? Y'all better tag some friends and say, yo, tonight is the night. You want to come listen to this man. You about to talk some shit. Yeah, I want to go into why you shouldn't use this name all the way to court and everything else. Because all y'all teachers teach you to get prepared for battle with these so-called courts. But they don't understand court. Court is on paper. So why are y'all getting ready to battle with anybody when court's on paper? Why you need to talk to anybody? You get it? So let me give some help to those that are not going to be a part of the webinar because I don't want y'all to feel like y'all left out. Right? I like y'all. Right? Information is free. I'm nice with it. You can't duplicate me. Peep this. All right? So here's what they say in the Social Security manual. Actually, do I want to go there yet? Did I just give y'all all the definitions? No, let me not go there yet. Hold on. So I want y'all to understand that a name is a word. A name is a word. Listen to the definition, people. Or combination of words used to distinguish a, here we go with this person shit again, right? A person, thing, or class from others. Class. You mean like SF-181? Yeah, let me pull that up, because I don't know if y'all know about that shit. I know y'all don't know if I know about shit. I know about shit, right? They used to tell me to fill out this as a 1v1 form shit, right? Not knowing what the fuck they were talking about, right? Hanging out. What is it talking about? You need to go and get a PDF. All right, see, here we go. This is ethnicity and race identity. This is what the form is, right? It's still pulling up, but I already know what it is, right? So this is what they're saying, ethnicity and race identification. And you can identify as American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, Black or African American, Native, Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander white. Now watch this. I'm not reading this shit. I just looked at it to just share with y'all what the title of it was. So people, what I'm saying, they saying I'm breaking up. Is it breaking up for anybody else? Let me know now, man. Talk to me. They be chipping in my shit. They just canceled me last week. They cut me off. Yeah, I'm chipping out. Oh, man. Shit. Y'all hear me better? Oof, I don't want to talk and y'all don't get it. Okay, I'm clear. All right, say no more. I'm going in, so I don't want y'all to miss this shit. What I'm saying is a lot of y'all quote these different statutes and these processes, these public processes, and act like you know what you're doing. I'm going to teach y'all what you're supposed to know and what you're doing, right? So we're talking about names. I ain't going nowhere yet, but it's 23 minutes. I hope y'all are taking notes. I hope y'all paying attention because I'm going stupid. So this is form SF-181. You can get a PDF. It's called Ethnicity and Race Identification. Now, back in the day, a lot of these so-called gurus told us to fill out this dumbass form. Let me explain something to y'all. Let me explain something to y'all. You cannot be private and use any of these classifications. I'm going to prove it to you again, just by definition, the name. A word or combination of words used to distinguish a person, thing, or class from others. Class from others. Class from others. So what are the classes? You are Asian, class. You are Black, class. You are Native Hawaiian, class. You are white, class. You're Indian, class. What's amazing about the form that no one wants to talk about is the fact that the fucking form gives you natural landmass for every race identification on that form except for the Negroes, considered Black or African-American. Go figure. I'm going to read it to you because I'm nice. Let me jump to it. It says this. A person having origins in any of the Black racial groups of Africa. What the fuck are they talking about? Watch this. Right. A person having origins in any of the original peoples of Europe, Middle East. Oh, I know where to find my ancestors. Or North America, North Africa. White people. Yay. Watch this. Hawaiian. A person having origin in any of the original people of Hawaii, Guam, Samoa, or the Pacific Islands. Watch this. Asian. A person having origins in any of the original peoples of the Far East, Southeast Asia, or the Indian subcontinental continent, including, for example, Cambodia, China, India, so on and so forth. American Indian. Watch this. A person having origin in any of the original peoples of North and South America. Wait, that sounds like the Negroes. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Hello? Hello? Watch this, y'all. We talking about the name. Let me go back to it just in case y'all confused and wondering why I'm saying what I'm saying or reading SF-181. A name is a word or combination of words used to distinguish a person, thing, or class from others. I'm just trying to help y'all. And I only read the first fucking sentence. There's a lot more that goes on. Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have to keep some of this shit for y'all. Woo. Watch this. This is what I love. All right. All I did was just Google the definition of name, like regular, well, not the regular, legal definition, right, to be more specific, so y'all can find what I'm reading, right? Watch this. I'm going to read some more to y'all. Watch this. Hello? Can I teach y'all why I'm the greatest?
Can somebody tag somebody and say, yo, you need to tap in? I don't know if y'all know what I'm about to do. Hello? Can y'all hear me out there? Am I still muffled? Because I want to know if y'all can fucking hear me. I'm about to go dumb. Yeah, hello? Y'all not feeling my energy. My energy is too up to y'all. I'm not for everybody, but this nigga about to go stupid. Peace of God, six. I'm about to go stupid. Hello? Y'all not fucking with me. Y'all want me to call in? Y'all need me to do something else? Tell me if y'all need me to do something else. I don't know why this shit tripping tonight. Can y'all hear me? Oh, you don't want to miss where I'm about to go. Can y'all hear me out there in the chat? Am I still breaking up? Okay, y'all can hear me. All right, watch this. I want y'all to pay attention. I have a so-called gift, and I'm going to prove it to y'all. I haven't looked at none of this shit. Not for the fucking webinar I'm about to. Yo, I'm so fucking lazy. I'm going to do the webinar off the top of my head, but I'm just so nice with it. You ain't even going to fucking know I'm doing it off the top of my head. Can y'all hear me, yo? Is this better? Talk to me now. Y'all can hear me? Clear? Alright, say no more. Watch this. Watch this. We about to have a fucking, it's a bit better. What the fuck? Yo, I don't know if they fucking with the feed. I don't know what y'all want me to do. Y'all want me to log out, log back in, you want me to cancel my fucking Wi-Fi and come back in? I don't know. Watch this, yo. Watch this. I'm going to do some L shit. Watch this. I'm going to get my boy to do it for me. Watch this. Shit. I'm about to go sick. I told y'all. Tell them niggas, yo. Them niggas, yo, you came in. You came in. Girl. You came in. You came in. Do the show. All right. Nah, you can't do that, nigga. Alright, let me see if they let me do what I want to do. Y'all can hear me? So, I'm going to check the system. So we're going to do it like this. Watch me now. Watch me now. Watch this shit. All right, watch this, yo. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. SS-181. Ties. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I'm just getting my whole echo. It ties into the legal definition of the name. Remember, a name is the designation of an individual person or of a firm or corporation. A word or combination of words used to distinguish a person, thing, or class from others. I'm proving every fucking thing I'm saying to y'all. I just want y'all to get that in y'all head. Oh, man. Y'all killing me, man. Y'all killing me. Wait. Y'all killing me. Y'all can hear me, yo? Yo, they tripping. Can y'all hear me? Hello? Wow. Yo, they don't want me to teach y'all, yo. Wow. You know how many people dropped? Yo, we finally had, like, a lot of people in the chat. We had a lot of people in the call. They just stole a little bit of my energy, yo. I've been trying to protect my energy, but what the fuck is wrong with these people, yo? Why do they keep fucking with little old me? I ain't gonna stop the show, though. Peep this shit. I'm just reading fucking definitions. I ain't even say nothing yet. God damn. Alright, just watch this, man. Let me run through it. I ain't gonna read all this shit again. Watch this. An individual name is comprised of a name given at birth known as the given name or first name selected by the parents and the surname or last name. See, wait. I want y'all to catch, hello, can y'all hear me in the chat? I want y'all to see how nice I am. Can y'all hear me? Watch how nice I am. Did y'all hear me just read that shit? Let me ask y'all a question. From what I just read to y'all, right? What did y'all just hear me just read? What did y'all take from the sentence I just read to y'all? I know y'all say y'all can hear me. So what did y'all take from what I just read? What y'all to peep game, dude? They messed up 5 minutes. It's all good. We only lost 5 minutes. I'm about to go overboard. What did y'all just get from what I read? Does anybody understand what I just read? Y'all saying y'all can hear me? Hello? Watch this. Yo, I'm going to need somebody to call in. Somebody raise their hand so I can rap with them because I'm tired of this shit. I want to talk to somebody because I want y'all to feel my pain. Yo, you wanna holla at me, Six? Holla at me, Six. Raise your hand, Six. Just press one if you're in the chat, nigga. Let me talk to you. Holla at me. Yeah, what you want to do? Yo, I'm going to 901-270. You live, God. What's poppin'?
Yo.
Yo. Watch this, yo. Watch this. I know everybody confused, but watch this, though. Six, do you feel my pain? This is a yes or no question, nigga. Do you feel my pain, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this, Six. I'm going to show you why I'm in pain, yo. So, my goal tonight is to convince everyone to stop using the straw man's name. Now, these people don't understand what's happening. So, I'm going to read this shit over. And if you don't mind, I'm going to just ask you to break all that shit down. I just feel like I need to rest my voice for Saturday. No, I'm just fucking with you. But, I mean, chime in, my nigga. Watch it. I just looked up the name, right? I just wanted to know what the fucking meaning of the name is. But I kind of put a twist to it. I was like, yo, let me get the legal definition. So just peep my pain, bro. This shit says, I'm going to read it fast. This is how y'all read. The definition of an individual person or of a firm or corporation, a word or combination of words used to distinguish a person, thing, or class from others. Excuse me. Yo, can you break that shit down for everybody, bro? Can you talk to the people and explain what that sentence or those two sentences mean? I'm going to put it in the chat so everybody can see what the fuck I'm looking at. Because I know y'all like, yo, what is he reading? I want y'all to see so y'all can read along. I'm going to show y'all why I'm better than anybody. I'm talking shit tonight. I want y'all to see what the fuck I'm reading. There it is. I want y'all to see. If you're in the chat, I just gave it to you, right? You got to be in the chat to see this shit, right? And if you got questions, call in. If you want to chime in, call in. We're going to have fun. Like, listen to what I'm saying. This shit is so fucking easy. Private. The whole private shit is so easy. But your whole meds is fucked up. Your whole mentality, your whole approach to this shit is wrong. The whole shebang. You better tag a friend and say, yo, you need to come listen. Yo, I'm going to only talk about, yo, Six, watch what I'm going to do. I'm supposed to read the Express Trust shit on the air. I ain't even pull that shit up yet. You feel me? I'm supposed to read how to
hold on, hold on, hold on.
Yo, I'm about to go ham, Six. Watch me, nigga.
Hold on now.
Do you understand what I just read, though? Watch this.
Hold
the
on.
Designation of an individual person or of a firm or corporation. Oh, God.
Hey.
Yo, Six, let me explain to the audience why I'm the greatest. I'm going to explain to you. I'm the greatest because I have this knack, I have this niche for attention to detail. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. I didn't read none of this shit before, but y'all love when I read and I haven't been reading, so watch me kill this shit. Watch it. Y'all ready? Y'all, hey, somebody type in the chat, I got it. Let me know you pulled it up. Just type in, I got it.
Hey.
If you got it, I'm going to rip this shit. Just type in, you got it.
Hey, let me on your question.
Got it. Type in the chat, I got it. Got it.
All right.
Okay, touchy. Okay, Jake, let's go.
Simply put, they are recognizing the different dead entities.
Different dead entities. How do you know they're dead entities, Six?
Because they cannot deal with live entities.
No,
nothing
but
living.
How do you know from the definition that they're dead entities? We ain't even nowhere close to none of that. I'm asking you how you know by what we doing right now. Right now, just I'm a simple nigga, man. Yo, y'all don't know who y'all fucking with. Y'all forgot because I'm not talking shit, nigga. Y'all forgot? You're playing with me. I'm going to show you why every last one of y'all are dead in the fucking water. Stop playing with me. Blue pill or red pill? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. Go ahead, money. Run it. What I just said just gave you all that you need to know. That's all you need to speak on. It's right there. Blue pill or red pill? So watch it. I'm going to break it down. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying because, first of all, it's all in the public.
All in the public. Look at this. A name is a word or combination of words used to distinguish a person, thing, or class from others. Yo, you know why I'm the way I am? Because I was fortunate. And I know a lot of y'all aren't fortunate. What do I mean by that? You did not have the opportunity to go sit in an attorney's office and learn how to do this whole process, right? From start to finish. I watched it. I was a part of it. Certain things I did. This man sent me to court. Like, y'all don't know. And the whole time I was fucking private. I'm like, how am I going to do this? And I did that shit. Y'all gotta understand. Just because, like, I done fell all the way fucking back. Like, y'all must have fucking forgot. Y'all must be fucking confused with who the fuck I am. My people, I told y'all day one, your money ain't no fucking good. Right? I'm only here to help a couple people because I'm not for every fucking body. I get it. I done made a lot of poor choices. I'm not gonna fucking stunt when I look back on it. But that's the rearview mirror shit, right? When you can look back and say, okay, damn, I see where I'm coming from and where I'm at right now and where I'm going. Yo, people, I'm saying, Six, I'm ill, nigga. Let me not talk no more shit because they're going to think I'm just talking shit for an hour. Watch it. I'm going to fucking kill this. They say they got it. A word or combination of words used to distinguish a person, thing, or class from others. I liken that to look up SF-181 PDF. They're talking about what? Definition of category. What categories are they talking about? Racial category. So what are we talking about? Class. You keep getting me at Six? You get it? A6.
Classifications.
A6. Guess what I went and bought, yo? I went and bought a bottle of oil, nigga. Oh, God. Some of that white oil. White rum. You feel me? Watch this shit, Six.
Oh, boy.
181, bro. It says racial category. That's not classism. I don't know what it is. So back to the definition that I gave everybody in the chat. Moving on. It says, an individual's name is comprised of a name given at birth, known as the given name or first name selected by the parents, and the surname as or last name, which identifies the family to which he or she belongs. Now, here's what y'all don't realize. They just compounded about fucking six sentences into one in that shit I just read. Six, did you get it? I read it fast. I don't know if you got it. I don't know if you want to expand on that shit. Did you hear anything, bro?
I got the definition put up in front of me right now.
Yeah. Read that shit to yourself. Did you get it? Well, watch what I'm gonna do, Six. Watch it. It's magic. Y'all paying attention in the chat, right? Watch it. It's magic. The real man can't never be in commerce. Word up. You feel me? Let's go, True Gem. Watch this. Keep this. Boom. I'm so nice that I want y'all to see my gift. Here is my gift. In sentence say an individual's name. It doesn't say individual person.
They flipped it.
Get that shit. y'all niggas would have missed that. I'm gifted, nigga. I don't miss nothing. See how I'm trying to show you when they want to separate the natural person from the fucking entity, they do it. Did y'all see them in the definition? Who am I talking to? Should I end the fucking show? I know they fucking
hold on, hold on, hold on.
I can end this shit right now, nigga, because y'all niggas don't know who I am. Go ahead, go ahead, nigga, go ahead.
Hold on. And the reason why, the reason why they flipped it, because they started mentioning the surname, which leads to the natural person.
Pause. Nope. The surname is not the natural person. Watch what I'm saying. The surname is the corporation, my nigga. Watch this. I'm going to kill this shit. I'm nice, nigga. Y'all must have fucking forgot, nigga. Oh, God. Yo, if you got this shit in the chat, peep what this shit fucking says. It says an individual's name is comprised. Watch this. The first sentence in the definition of name says the designation of an individual person. Now, why do they come in the second fucking paragraph and they come with an individual's name? Where's the individual person? Why are we not talking about person? Talking about what it is. Because it's meant to confuse you. You see, right there is the trap. Right there. Your brain processed individual. You didn't even see person. You just applied it to you right there. And that's how they tricked you. But let me show y'all how fucking sick I am. What did it say? It says an individual. I wanted to make fun of some shit. The nigga was like, he said some shit like, yo, what it said is, nah, but he didn't say it like that. I'm fucking it up. It says, watch this. It says an individual's name is comprised of a name given at birth. So let me show you how fucked up everybody is. You only have a first name. All y'all fucking crazy people out there. I just read it to you. Hello? I'm gonna prove it to you in their own law. I'm gonna prove it to you, but I'm just trying to let you know it was called Jesus of Nazareth. The nigga has a Christian name, and a Christian can only have one name. See, I ain't even getting into all of that yet. I'm just trying to break it down for y'all. Simple, nigga. I could take 3 hours and still keep going. I'm keep going. I feel I need music, nigga. Six. Hello. You've been MIA for a minute. These people don't know. Hello. Do you see where I'm going, Six? Do you get it? Can you testify, because we have a church tonight, nigga? Can you testify to what the fuck I'm saying, nigga?
I'm going to let you have the floor. I'm going to let you keep the floor.
Okay. He said keep rocking. All right, watch this. I'm going to kill it now. So it says an individual name is comprised of a name given at birth. What is the name given at birth? The name given at birth is known as the given name or your first name. I know you ain't paying attention. And who selects that? That is determined by your parents. See, this is why y'all got confused when I was like the placenta and the name was like twisted and y'all confused. The only name you got was the one your mama gave you. It's called your given name, right? I'm from another country, so they say given name on the fucking form. Y'all got first name. That's why y'all confused. First name. Watch it. We can't just use fucking definitions, Six. Right? I got to use law, right? I got to back all my shit up. Watch this. I'm using definitions.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take flight? I'm going to take flight. So this given name is selected by the parent, right? Now, what is not selected by the parent? See, what they do is they use all these commas to fuck us up. If y'all know grammar, right, you were taught in grammar that when you have two commas, whatever is between two commas is what? Hello? Did y'all take English? Do I need to go get the little brown book and break this shit down to y'all? Hello? Somebody in the chat, y'all hear me? Yo, y'all making me work hard tonight, boy.
It's another sentence.
What they do is they treat it like the four corner rule, Six. They omit it from the sentence. It's not a part of the sentence. But in their system, what they did is they used the commas almost like full stop or period, right? So watch this.
Mm-hmm.
They are saying that at the end of the day, an individual name is comprised of a name given at birth, period. Known as the given name or first name, period. Selected by parents or by the parents, period. But all I want you to understand is an individual name is comprised of a name given at birth, and you would skip what is between these two corners, right? So you would skip the sentence that says known as the given name or first name. You would skip that. That's how you would read it, right? So you would just go, an individual name is comprised of a name given at birth, selected by the parents. And then the only true comma that would be in this sentence would be right here, comma. And the surname or last name. Now, when you read it like that, don't you see the separation? Did y'all see the separation?
Yeah.
I'm about to go sick, nigga. Y'all know who y'all fucking. Yo, we got the ID machine. Let me put some shit out to y'all for a second. So peep this. So this week I was having some conversations, but on. Oh, I was like, yo, everybody dropping from the chat. I got scared there for a second. I was like, yo, who the fuck? My bad. On a Sunday, I had to tell my brother. I was like, yo, let me, you know what I mean? So, bro was like, yo, you good? You know what I mean? So, see what I'm saying, though? The fucking ID shit that I was working on, I was telling everybody, stop following these people. Stop getting these so-called passports, right? So let me talk about that just for a second. Stop getting these fucking passports, because the passports identify you as a citizen. Let me say it plainly. I don't give a fuck what version you got, and I can give you the different forms, right? It still classifies you as a fucking citizen. So on Sunday, I'm supposed to do the webinar. And I was like, you know, just a little bit out of it because I wasn't feeling well. But I was like, yo, let me start preparing for it like I was going to do it. So I typed some shit into Google and that shit came up. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I don't know if y'all know what the fuck I just said. So I wanted to be able to create an ID that allows us to fly on fucking planes. And at first, I thought that flying on planes would be bound to the U.S., right? Just the fucking interior, right? So what I discovered was the shit that I was planning actually works for you to travel overseas.
Mm-mm.
Energy, if this ain't my motherfucking destiny, nigga, I don't know. See, my destiny, for those that haven't looked up the shit that I taught them, right? I told y'all, this name shit is deep, right? Your name can be a negative name, man. Your name can draw negativity to you because you're associating with that. You are choosing to take on that fucking spirit, and you don't have to. This shit is deep. Yo, I want to teach. I'm going to just teach. I'm going to just run through. I'm going to talk for 30 minutes and see if y'all get it. I'm going to just run through. Watch this thing. Ride with me. All right, so an individual name is comprised of a name given at birth, right? Selected by the parents and the surname, right? Oh, my God. And where did this fucking surname come from? That's what they got to hold on, six. That's what everybody got to let go of, right? That's why it's easy for you when you change your name to get rid of your last name and still keep your first and so-called middle name. And I'm going to prove to you that you don't have a middle name. Hello? All you have is a given name. Y'all didn't catch it? Y'all missed that? Tell me y'all missed that. Where did I read middle name?
Nowhere.
Watch this thing. I'm going to show you how they missed it. Let me go to the Social Security Administration website. I'm going to give y'all the fucking link in the chat. Here you go in the chat. You're in the chat. Here you go. Watch this. I'm going to read this shit to y'all. This is where I just prove shit. I'm not dumb. I just prove shit. Watch it. Defining the legal name for an SSN. I put it in the chat, so I'm not going to read the code. I put it in the chat. Watch this. What is the legal name? What are we talking about? We're talking about fucking names, right? Y'all love laws. Y'all love fucking laws. So I'm giving y'all a law. Watch this shit, right? It says, for Social Security Administration enumeration purposes, a legal name consists of, watch this, my niggas, first name and last name, or in parentheses, surname. Yo, can I stop right there? Hello? Who, six, you there?
Yep.
Yo, look at all these. Yo, people are crazy. Why y'all fill out applications and put first name, middle name into middle name box and last name? Why y'all do those things? Do you know if you look up the definition of, watch it, Six. You know what an abbreviation is, Six? Can you tell the people what an abbreviation is? Yeah, what's an abbreviation?
Yeah.
Huh?
I never really paid attention.
So when they say like New York and they abbreviate it NY, you don't know what that is?
That I do know what that is,
but
as far as the
that's called an abbreviation, my nigga. What I'm saying is,
yeah.
if you take the full word and you shorten it to two fucking like what they call that shit? What they call that shit when you do it with your name? Initials. Right?
Initials.
When it's name, it's initial. When it's everything else, it's called what? Abbreviation, my nigga. You say post office,
yeah.
You can write P-O, right? Post office, right? P-O stands for post office, right? In certain arenas. Do y'all know that there is no fucking legal dictionary that identifies M-I as a middle fucking name? Like talking some shit tonight, Six. I don't know who I'm talking to. Hello. I told y'all didn't want to miss this. This is what I was like last year, Six. No, when I first came out with Six, I had a little bit of passion, a little bit of, you know what I mean, a little bit of ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I used to talk that shit though. I was like, you know what I mean? What the nigga said? What I was used to saying? I forgot that shit. I used to talk some bullshit though sideways. You feel me? They don't know. I just want y'all to understand who I am, everybody. Do y'all understand who I am? Did you understand what I just read to you? You have been committing fraud every time you fill out a fucking job application and you put your first name into the first name box and your second first name into the middle name box. Oh, God, I said second first name. Oh, my fucking goodness.
Yeah, you got two first names.
Who is talking to me?
You got two first names.
I'm on that mic tonight, though. Who am I talking to? Understand why they won't fuck with me. I'm only playing right now. I'm playing. I am playing. I'm just using definition. Hello? Do your research. When you don't have any information, you have no ammo. You can't tag nobody because you have no substance. Have an understanding of what you're doing. I told you this is Bible study tonight, and I ain't even touched the Bible yet. Somebody say he on fire. I feel like preaching is next. I feel like lifting him up, nigga, please. Six, what is the legal name? For SSA enumeration purposes, for number of purposes. They got a number of them shit. A legal name. Y'all don't even know you had a legal fucking name. You don't even use your fucking legal name properly. So when my nigga said, I don't got a middle name, I said, nigga, don't worry. Yo, Six. I need more rum. Yo, watch this. I can't talk like this on fucking IG, nigga. Yo, they gonna ban that shit. I get to talk whatever I feel like. Even though they banned me the other day, they cut me off last week. They look like they did it again this week. But goddamn, nigga.
Yeah, they shadow banned you again?
No, cut me off. I ain't say shadow ban.
Oh.
Shadow ban is real. I got that real experience. I ain't talking about that. All right, let me show you why everybody's fucking up. Here's why every guru is fucking up. Hello? Y'all want proof? Somebody type in the chat, I want proof. I mean, I already gave it to you. I'm just going to point it out. But somebody point in the chat, point it out. What's this thing? What's proof? These gurus don't know what they're talking about. The legal name is the name used to sign legal documents, deeds, or contracts. So here's why you see a lot of first name, hyphen, middle name, colon, last name, because they're trying to show the separation that they have no motherfucking middle name, that they have two first names, and if you hyphen that bitch, it becomes one. Y'all know that because they show you in reverse. How they show you in reverse? When a woman don't want to give up her last name, she hyphen her man's last name, and now you got two last names, and it becomes one. Y'all feel my pain yet? Six, did you see that? Can you explain that to them a little bit softer? I don't know. You know what I mean? Let me say this before y'all go. Watch this. Middle name and suffix. We do not consider the middle name or suffix part of the legal name. I don't got nothing else to say. I'm done. Can I hang up now? Can I just fucking hang up? I just want y'all to read.
They just told you right there.
I know, but I'm just reading those six. Did I say that?
Nope.
Why nobody typing in? Y'all don't see that? Here's why they don't keep up with me. Because at the end of the day, I keep it so fucking simple. And if y'all would just stop jumping from shit to shit and pay a fucking attention. I told y'all. Y'all thought I was talking shit? I told you there's nowhere to go. Who but me? Hello? Y'all not paying attention. Y'all can continue reading, right? And I'll read some more of it just because I like this shit. Whether the middle name or suffix is included, omitted, or incorrectly shown on evidentiary documents submitted with an SS5. It's funny how you get an SS4, you get EIN numbers, which is a boss number because the boss comes before the SS5, which is an employee number, right? So you fill out an SS5. But wait, if they're both SS, why am I talking to the IRS?
I was about to say, because that's how they trace you for citizenship, so they can tax you.
Yo, did y'all hear what I just read to y'all? I'm just showing you. This is them saying this fucking thing, yo. Both notes. They didn't even put it in a box. Pay attention. Both the middle name and suffix, even if not part of the legal name by SSA definition, should be used to resolve situation where the identity of the applicant or number holder is in question. You hear what they just said? They just gave them niggas a way out to use or require you to put in a middle initial. They gave their own agencies the ability to require you to produce that number. Why? Because they're justified. Right? They can be a Bob Doe. They can be several Bob Does. So when they want to know which Bob Does they talking about, they say, yo, use the middle initial for the middle name. But there is no such thing. Did y'all see how they just tricked in their own law? I hate like wasting my gift on people that don't appreciate that shit. I don't know if y'all know who the fuck I am, man. I don't know if y'all paying attention. God damn. Talk to them, Six. I'm going to take this out.
They doing flip mode. Busta Rhymes and shit. Just like they went back to that other, their legal definition.
You got the floor, Six. I'm saying talk to them for a second. You got the floor.
Hold on. Because I got quite a bit of stuff open here.
Oh, you got a bunch of shit going on. All right, I got it. Listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
All I'm trying to show y'all is I haven't even gone into what I wanted to start with, which is scripture. And all I've done is go to this particular office, this particular form, and I'm just Googling. I'm just Googling shit. And I'm going through the definition. Now, see, here's why a lot of people use family of. And the surname or last name, which identifies what? The family to which he or she belongs. So here's what you get. Can I read it again, Six? You like how I read, right? Watch this. An individual name is comprised of a name given at birth. You get that, Six?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Selected by the parent. You get that, Six?
Selected by the parent.
Right? Which identifies the family to which he or she belongs. I got to skip over the surname, but you can't. Ordinarily, an individual is not properly identified, I want y'all to pay attention, unless he or she is called or described by this given name in addition to the surname. This rule has significance among other times when students are designated in school records and when parties are called or referred to in legal proceedings, including child custody actions. The general rule is that when identity is certain, a small variance in name, such as that caused by typography error, is unimportant. These people play horrible. Watch this. I like this. This is my favorite sentence that I scanned so far. Watch this. The method by which an individual can change his or her name is usually prescribed by state statute and involves filing a certificate in or making an application to a court. Wait a minute. Did y'all people, they just did? They said you can file a certificate or you can make an application to the court. Did y'all get that? Yo, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I just hope somebody's listening. Yo, let me go back to some shit because time is running out. Yo. Genesis 25, chapter 19. Oh, hold on. I already done gave it out. I done fucked up. I wanted to just put it in the chat. That's what I should have did. So let me just do that. I'll put it in the chat. Watch that. I just gave it to y'all. Watch this. So it says here, this is the account of the family line of Abraham, son Isaac. Now, I skipped over a bunch of shit because I scanned that shit earlier. And what I scanned was the first time that they mentioned a name change. You know, I'm going to teach this in the webinar. But, like, the first time that they mentioned a name change, right, in the fucking Bible is so significant because it's tied to your inheritance. But we're going to watch somebody else get their little, you know, change up. So watch this, right? So people, they said, this is an account of the family line. So we're talking about the family tree of Isaac, not Abraham, Isaac. So Abraham became the father of Isaac, right? And Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rachel. Now, what's dope is they show you what marriage was in the Bible. Like, y'all miss all of this shit. Like, I like the Bible shit because it's crazy. But what he did was he slept with her and that, you know, she became his wife. That's what it did. You know what I mean? Just like that. They can't teach that in church, though. Little kids can't hear shit like that. So watch this. When he married Rebecca, he ain't marry her. He just took her. My fucking God. Watch this. Isaac prayed. I promise you, I read that shit earlier. Nigga, I was dying. I was like, yo, I don't even want to say that. Niggas been married 100 times over, and they don't even fucking know. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife, because she was childless, right? She was barren. And you know what? I hate reading that fucking language. I'm going to change that shit. I like the King James Version, because that's when they did that shit. When the gay man was like, oh, my God, I'm going to hell. I want to know the truth. And he made them niggas translate the Bible. The Septuaginta. Watch this. I'm going to show y'all right now. Watch this. I'm just changing the author. So it reads different. And these are the generation of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac. I like how that shit reads. You feel me? That's crazy. What's this? And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebecca to wife. Did that say Mary?
No, he took it.
I read the actual chapter. It says he brought her into his mother's tent and took her, and she became his wife. Now, what ceremony did that nigga perform? Watch this. We have a Bible study. Stop playing with me, y'all. So the daughter of whomever. So watch this. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife. He went to the Lord because she was barren. See, easier to understand. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. Watch this, yo. And the children struggled within her. You don't struggle. You feed off of what? The placenta. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? Why is she feeling the way she feels? And she went to inquire of the Lord. Can I tell you what the Lord told her? I know y'all reading ahead, but can I preach tonight? Can I feel like I'm in church? This is what I used to do. I'm jack of all trades. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb. And two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. Oh my God. And the one person shall be stronger than the other. Oh, God. And the elder shall serve the younger. Wait a minute. Is that foreshadowing? I told y'all this whole shit is about corruption of blood. In the right way, the younger always serves the older. Do y'all see how they use the scripture to trick y'all? Any preacher that preaches this shit and want to tell y'all that y'all should raise y'all hand in the air, nigga, stop it. You're preaching slavery. Hello? You're preaching slavery. I'm approving. Yo, y'all know who I am? Yeah, I'm just talking scripture tonight. That's what I was supposed to be focused on. But watch this, yo. Them niggas said... The one people shall be stronger than the other. Wait a minute. Ain't y'all always feeling oppressed? And y'all wondering why somebody feels stronger than y'all? Let me tell y'all who's stronger than y'all. The have versus the have not, nigga. Y'all want it a different way? The private versus the public. Let me say it cleaner. The public, always the private. You're inferior. You want to know why? Because you told everybody you wanted to be represented. And how did you demonstrate that? By going to vote, dummy. Represent me. I don't want to present myself. Represent. Y'all don't get it yet. All right, let me just
going to court and getting a lawyer.
Watch this. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. Esau, firstborn, yay! And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. Even in the fucking womb, this nigga was like, yo, no nigga. Do y'all know what it is for a child to grab something when they come fresh out the nunu? They can't grab nothing. They can't grab shit. They don't know how to use their fucking hand. He grabbed his fucking heel in the nunu. Y'all want me to be vulgar. I'm not trying to be vulgar. I just want y'all to pay attention. Somebody say he been reading. I ain't been reading shit. I just started fucking looking. All I gotta do is Google. Hello? Y'all know I'm gonna talk some shit on Discord after this because I feel hype, man. This shit here is nothing. I still ain't tied into all the bullshit that everybody's doing. I'm just talking shit. Watch it. All right, watch this. Excuse me. God damn, I told y'all I'm not 100%. All right, Peter. So, what it says here is, and after that, his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. So Esau's almost out, he grabbed his heel. And his name was called Jacob. So Jacob and Isaac was 90 or whatever. So that's probably 90. So I think every score is like 30. I don't know. All right, so what I like about this whole chapter is before, right, they tell you how old Methuselah was, how old fucking Enoch was in years, like hundreds of years. Then all of a sudden they get to 90. What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? I'm trying to tell these people are fucking cunning. Yo, I can't read this shit, man. I can't, not too long, at least. Let me just run through it. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter and a man of the field. But watch this. Jacob was a plain man. Sound like some people we know. You a house, and I'm a yard. You feel me? That dwelling in tents. That's a plain man. He was dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau. Who did Isaac love? His firstborn. Hello? Can I show y'all something? Isaac actually loved his fucking firstborn. Hello? Rebecca loved Jacob. But Rebecca loved Jacob. Watch this. So one day, Esau came from the field and he was faint. And this is what he did. And he said, Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with the same red pottage. For I am faint and I am about to die. No, I'm just kidding. Therefore was his name called Edom. Why did they change his name to Edom? And why is dumb in his word, in his name? Well, watch this. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. What is birthright that everybody's trying to claim? You're a fucking That's what y'all want. Corruption of blood, corruption of blood. Corruption of blood, corruption of blood. Corruption of blood, hello? And Esau said, behold, I am at the point of death. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? You don't know. And Jacob said, swear, nigga. But the Bible tells you not to swear, but it's in here. It says swear. Jacob said, swear. You see what I'm saying? Yo, I'm just so done with all this fucking magic that these motherfuckers like to play on us, yo. The Bible says you're not to swear, but yet still, the seed of Abraham through Isaac, right, that is blessed, right, he swore. He did an affidavit. No, I'm just kidding. He really did, though, right?
Fuck out of here.
But watch this. Let me tell y'all why. So can I show y'all why I'm the greatest, but I don't want to? Can I admit that? I don't want to. Can I show y'all why I'm the greatest? But I don't want to. I just want y'all to understand that. But I'm going to show y'all why I'm the greatest. Y'all want me to show y'all why I'm the greatest or not?
Come on, man.
Watch it. The Bible is about banking laws and equity, right? There's a portion of that in there. So watch this. I'm going to show you banking laws and equity right now. I don't really want to show y'all this, but I'm going to show y'all. I just want y'all to understand. Y'all ready?
Come on with it.
All right. And Jacob said, swear to me this day, semicolon. That's a full sentence. And the response was, he swore unto him. But I want y'all to understand that there was an affidavit that was produced and also another document. I don't want to tell you what the document is, but I'm just going to say it. Don't fucking say it, six, but I'm just saying it. Watch this. It says like this. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. I'm so fucking ill. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to go no further. I feel like I'm going to go overboard. I'm going to pop, yo. All right, so let me run through it and just tie all of this shit together. Okay, everybody just waiting to hear. What's the express trust? Read it to us. Watch this. So people, your mama gave you a name. You fucked up. Your name was never given to you, right? It was given to the dead placenta. How do you know that? Because the IRS manual says that the minor is a decedent's estate. Now, what is a decedent? A dead man. So it's a dead man's estate. So the name that you go by represents a dead man. You see the oxymoron, six? When they want to claim that they and I, the living man or woman, yada, 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 but you are using a dead man's name. Do y'all get it yet? It can never reflect you back to true gem. Real man can never be in commerce. It can only be property. So here's what happened. Y'all take on this thing. Y'all sign all these contracts. And y'all commit all this fraud. But they set it up that way. Because what do? They actually used it and set up a trust estate. Now, an estate is not a trust, and a trust is not a fucking estate. But some way, somehow, these people, they merged them. It actually created a trust estate.
Oh, Lord.
Right? So how did they do that? I tell you, they didn't give a fuck. They just did it. But in any instance, they do it because trustees get paid for administering the trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's trust because every time you go to court, that's what they tell you, right? Everything is about trust. The judges and the fucking prosecutors, they want to be the beneficiaries. Beneficiaries are in the state, but they can't. In a state, in a single office, a trust can have multiple officers and has to have multiple officers in order for it to be an effective trust. So what am I trying to say? Let me say it plainly. If you have one trustee for your trust, you are shit out of fucking luck. See how nice I am? You're welcome. You're welcome. So in any instance, I don't want to teach about trust. That's not the point. The point is that these people don't know what the fuck they're talking about. So every time you use a name, you commit fraud. You keep using the name, and everything I just read to you just said that you shouldn't use the fucking name. So on top of that, it's corruption of blood. They gave it away already because you only have a given name. You don't have a fucking middle name. I showed you that in the social – well, you know what I'm saying. I didn't show y'all that, right? They show it to you, given name. Full first name and middle name. You hear what they just said? Given name equal full first name and middle name, if y'all didn't read that. Either of which may have more than one part. Did y'all hear what they just said? Given name equal full first name and middle name. So why do y'all put middle name and middle name boxes? That's the law. I put it in the chat. I don't know if I got to read these shit, even though I put them in the chat. Now, y'all paying attention. Y'all know what they said. It's been a minute since I talked shit like this. But the point is, I was going to talk some more shit, right? Because y'all just don't get it. It'll stop using the fucking name. The name does not belong to you. It represents a corporation. And see, if you were smart, you joined our platform. On our platform, I taught you how to commandeer the name, how to claim the name, how to be master over the fucking name. Can't be the name. You can be the boss of that shit. I showed y'all that. Right? And now I got the ID method to go and solidify the separation because that's what I want to talk about. Damn. The separation, right? Yo, what is it with a separation that people don't get sick? What do you think? Separation from the name I'm talking about specifically. What do you think?
Because they've been using it for so long, they don't get the fact that's not them.
Yo, okay, so your mama taught you to respond to, all right, let me tell y'all how simple this is. Let me prove law to real life to y'all. Do y'all know about, have you ever heard of Maslow's hierarchy?
No.
All right. Have y'all ever heard of how Maslow got the dogs to salivate? This is all psychology shit. So, all right. So when I went to school, I was like, yo, I'm going to be a psychology major, right? Just hear me out for a second. Like, I thought I was bright, right? So I was like, yo, I'm going to do, yeah, there you go, Jay, by simulation. So I'm going to talk about it a little bit. So I'm like, I'm going to go into psychology, right? So I get into the first class and they talking shit. And what fucked me up was there's a couple fucking programs I quit, right? Like, I couldn't do it, right? Like, I went into a mythology class thinking I'm going to talk about mythology, and the fucking professor says, the first thing we're going to talk about is the Bible. Back then, I had belief in the Bible. That shit caught me up, right? Freshman in college. All right, boom. So I dropped that class. I was like, these niggas here crazy. Because all the niggas said to me was like, yo, if Cain and Abel came from the only people that we know, which is Adam and Eve, when God said Cain out on his path, who the fuck became Mary? That just fucked me up. So I was like, yo, I gotta go. So that was mythology, right? So I was like, all right, I can't do this shit. You're crazy, right? So I was like, gotta go. So I get into that shit, and here's what made me leave class. So I'm like, boom, in there, professor talking this shit. He's like, yo, watch this. He He was like, here's a fact everybody needs to know. And the fact came from Sigmund Freud. That's what I call that motherfucker, because he ain't free. Sigmund Freud. Listen to what this nigga said. He says that every female lusts after their opposite parent. So every female, like, really get, like, they have intimate dreams and fantasies about their dads and vice versa for men. Nigga, my brain couldn't compute that shit. I was like, nigga, I gotta go. I was like, psychology not for me. How the fuck am I gonna tell somebody that shit? You wanna fuck your mom. Wait a minute, nigga. You get what I'm saying, Six? Are you here? Hello? Is it too deep?
I'm here.
They fucking up, nigga. I bounced, nigga. I was like, can't be a psychologist.
Man.
I was like, no, my brain can't compute that shit, nigga. What the fuck did you say to me? Like, no.
Shit, I can't compute that right now.
Yo, nigga, I was like, I got you in my head. I was like, wait, did he just say what I think he just said?
He yes, he did.
And I was like, I'm out. You feel me? I just got to bounce. So, in all of it, right, you tend to learn a lot about what this so-called system has to offer. And this system has to offer a blue pill and a red pill. Like, I saw a post of someone talking about The Matrix, and they said The Matrix is not a movie. He's like, I know people see it as a movie, but it's not a movie. It's not intended to be a movie. It's a documentary. And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. A documentary? Blue pill? Yes. Red pill? So wait, you were offered the blue pill? Wait, you don't know. I'm going to tell you what a blue pill is. And they put slash privileges, right? But it's a beast. That's your blue pill. Benefits. Blue pill. What's your red pill? Rights. Red pill. Come here, red pill. Rights.
But look, though.
Go ahead.
But look, though. Remember, the last Matrix movie, at the very end, it gave that full explanation if people didn't pay attention.
Oh, that too. I didn't even, yeah, I forgot all about it. I didn't like that shit, though, because the whole fighting shit was, like, lame, nigga. You see what they did in one? That shit was like, yo, who, y'all know we was in a pandemic when they made that shit. Get out of here. I can't watch that shit. Get the fuck out of here. So, them niggas was doing all that shit. This nigga was dodging bullets, nigga. This shit, like, slow. This nigga, like, one punch, two punch, a kick, a spin. Like, come on. I can see all of that shit. What happened to all that flashy shit? I gotta go get the Wu brothers, whatever the nigga's name is. You feel me? I fuck with them. You feel me? But in any instance, them niggas is crazy. So all I'm saying is The Matrix is supposed to be what the system is doing to us. And a lot of us, we see the analogies, we draw the conclusions, but we don't get it. And it's all tied to the name. I spent the whole 2 hours tonight. I ain't spent no lot of music. I ain't talking a whole bunch of shit except for the interruption. I don't know how that's going to sound on the recording, but y'all know I went in because they fucking with me. But the fucking name. Just not fucking using it. The name. So The Matrix. Matrix. Documentary. Red pill. Blue pill. Benefits. Right. Mr. Ant. Jay, you wrote Mr. Anderson on Neo. Ooh, that's a name change if I ever fucking see one. Ooh. Yo, what's crazy is this nigga's name was Mr. Anderson to the whole motherfucking cyborgs. Yo, when did he go to court and change his name to Neo? Hello? Who am I talking to?
He never did.
I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to. I feel like preaching tonight. I feel like this is a... Hello?
He never went to court to do that.
I'm obnoxious. I'm not for everybody. But where you going to go? Who you going to call? Ghostbusters. No, I'm just kidding. Yo, Six, did you hear what I just said? Jay, did you hear what I did anybody just...
I just said he ain't go to no goddamn court to change his name.
Yo, he was about to die in front of the train. Here is your destiny, Mr. Anderson. No, my name is Neo. I'm gonna love killing you, Mr. My name is Neo. Benefits or privileges? Hello? I take some questions. I can't go into too much, but I take some questions. You know what I mean? Like, can I read something else to y'all? Can I read something else to y'all? Because I was saying I was going to do this for y'all. Y'all want me to do it or not? Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. You don't got to scream at me, God. I got it. All right, watch this, yo. Let me find it, and I'm going to read it. This is the saddest shit, yo. Alright. And it came to pass. I'm still teaching Bible. I told you it was Bible study. I feel like preaching, so I'm gonna preach. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, this is the daddy, y'all. Y'all listening? You listening, Sig?
Come on.
This is the daddy. When Isaac was old and his eyes were dim. For God shall wipe away, yes, sir, so that he could not see every tear from the eye. Yes, sir. He called Esau, his eldest son, who he called the one that he loved, and he said unto him, my son, oh God. And he said unto him, behold, here I am. Oh, my God. I am that I am. Wait a minute. And he said, behold, now I am old. And know not the day of my death. I'm old, but I don't know when I'm going to die, nigga. Watch it. Now, therefore, and take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, oh God, and make me savory meat, because Isaac ate the fucking meat, right? He wasn't a vegetarian, that motherfucker liked meat, such as I love, right? He says, as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, I'm preaching tonight, that my soul may be blessed, thee before I die, right? What's going to bless him? His what's going to bless him? His soul going to bless him. And Rebecca, because she loved who? Jacob. She heard when Isaac spake to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt the venison and to bring it. And Rebecca spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I hear thy father speak unto Esau, thy brother, saying, and here was where corruption of blood comes from. I said this before, and I want y'all to understand who the fuck I am. Corruption of blood can only happen in a woman, and it's biblical. Let me prove it to you. Oh, my fucking God. So what happens? Rebecca heard when Isaac spake. Wait a minute. I just said corruption of blood can only... Do y'all need me to teach again about when they went over into the European country to go stop the black plague? Oh, I can't talk. I need more juice. The black plague? Y'all remember the black plague? Wait. What happened at the black plague, Six? Can you tell them for a second, Six? Come on, Six. You remember. Come on, God. Help me, man. Help me. Please.
No, take it. Keep going.
Black plague. What happened with the black plague? Okay, so our ancestors, Moors, went over into Spain. Yes, y'all call it the Renaissance. Yes, and what happened was these people did not have any type of cistern, right? They had a black plague. They were dying because they were shitting in pans and throwing it in the street. They had no way of dispensing of their feces. So what that caused was black plague. At the same time, this is where pigs was created, because pigs ate shit to clean up the street. Y'all didn't even fucking know that. Let me pause one second. Watch this. So when they went over in their pomposity, they had gold and silver and everything that was shiny and glitter. So all the women fell to their knees and they gave up their noodle. They gave up the nunu to who? Our ancestors. What did our ancestors do wrong? They took the nunu. Oh, God. It says that Isaac took Rebecca. Oh, my is described as sex. I'm done. Y'all not fucking with me. I'm talking about the Bible, and I'm cussing. They like, oh, God, he going to get struck by lightning. Fuck that, nigga. Banking institutions, banking laws and equity. Banking information, banking laws and equity. Whichever one you fucking choose, nigga, please. Ain't no fucking scripture. It's an allegory. It was meant. You know what's fucking crazy? I'm drinking while I'm preaching. And the same scripture says, if a nigga want to forget his problems, do what? Give him strong drink. You know what I'm drinking? White rum, nigga, because what? I want to forget my problems. You can't judge me, nigga. Judge not that you be judged. For, go listen to DMX. You forgot? I feel like turning up, nigga. What's wrong with you when I get on Discord? These niggas gonna love me. Let me charge my phone. My shit about to die. And these niggas gonna want to talk to me tonight. Oh, God. Ain't no class on Saturday. You feel me? I'm just gonna talk some shit tonight, and I'm gonna be done, nigga. Wait when I talk to my peoples when I do this webinar. Yo, I just said I have a way without using a passport for niggas to fly internationally. Wait, did I say that? Let me repeat that. Let me repeat that. I learned the law. Wait. How do I say it? Six? Nigga, I got it. That's all I want you to know.
You got it.
That's all I want you to know. So just hear my pain for a minute. I had to go plug in my phone. Where did I leave off, Six? Just bring me back so I can just finish out what I was saying, please. Because we got like 20 minutes. Let me wrap this up. What were we talking about? I don't know. Y'all enjoying this shit in the chat? Let me know if y'all enjoying the information y'all getting. Go ahead, Six. Tell me, bro.
You left off of the sins of the fathers, our ancestors, what they done. Esau.
Oh, yeah. So,
no,
they was over there. They were sagging. You know, they were dipping their long stuff into all type of white stuff and all type of different stuff. You know what I mean? And they were just hurt. So what happened was, the whole time they was doing this to the women, the men was feeling some type of way. So what happened was when they left, because I'm going to just fast forward. All right, April Fool's is tied into the whole shit, right? So April Fool's is them making fun of our ancestors. And y'all celebrate that shit, dummies. Y'all don't even fucking know. You're laughing at yourself. You don't even fucking know. You're laughing at your own fucking ancestors when they tripped them out of all of their fucking property. You didn't even fucking know. You celebrate that shit. You play them games. So what happened was, Six, peep this, right? So peep this. If I come to your country, right? I'm not from Texas, right? But let's say, because Texas is a country for all these fucking people that keep saying state.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, go to South America. There's Ecuador. There's Colombia. They're fucking different countries. They're not states. You. That's why y'all fucking confused. These are different fucking Let me pause. So I come to Texas, right? And I'm like, fuck that. I got all this pomposity, gold, silver, everything. Your lady is digging me. I shagged the lady, right? How you feel, Six? How you feel? Now, I bang the ladies up, right? And I get them little seeds popping, right? They half-breeds because they are not entitled to inheritance from me. I wasn't supposed to be dipping my brown thing into these white things, but I was doing it. So I go and I dip these brown things into that pink thing. It's not really white, but you know what I'm trying to say. But, you know, the white thing.
Yeah, using
thing, you get what I'm saying? And you do those things and now you produce an offspring. And you might have had offsprings before, but you definitely got a mulatto after, right? Because now it's not no pedigree of your kind or pedigree of my kind, so to speak, right? It's just a mulatto. It's a mix. So what they do, they still do it to today. In our culture, the so-called Caucasians, they don't respect their women. This is why they don't respect their women. You didn't know. Right. You didn't know. They don't respect their women. This is why their women are beneath them and way beneath them because they gave up the cookie jar. So peep what happened. When it was time for our ancestors to take their brown asses back where they came from, guess what those white things with the pink thing wanted to do? Or the pink thing with the white things wanted to do? They wanted to
ride out.
Bro, come on, my G. I'm all, no, you, me. That's Tupac.
They wanted to ride out. They was like,
Tupac. I'm a fucking rider. You don't want to fuck with. Oh, God, nigga. So what I'm saying is, these niggas wanted to jump on the brown chain and ride on home. And them niggas like, wait a goddamn minute. We got some other brown things waiting on us. Then that's corruption of blood. We can't do that.
It's all a war.
I'm going to give it a whole history lesson. Yo, I didn't even get to read. Y'all going to think I'm bullshitting. So I don't even want to do y'all like that. Hold on. Y'all might think I just set y'all up. My bad. I got to fulfill my word of the man. And the problem is, I don't know if I got it. This is not what I'm looking for. I said I was going to read somebody document that they out here selling for thousands of dollars, and I'm going to do that. Niggas going to be mad, but excuse me. Oh, God. Let's see. The fuck, yo. All right, let me do it a different way. For all of y'all that just want free information, here I go. Let me see. But what the fuck? Okay, hold on. I'm fucking up. I'm about to end this shit, so I gotta read this shit fixed. Just give me a second. I might be able to talk about some of the shit I was talking about. That's not it. I got so much fucking information, yo. What the fuck? I'm trying to search my computer for this shit, but I keep finding the wrong one. Give me a second, y'all. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. Just bear with me. I don't want to forget my commitment. As crazy as that sounds, but I don't want to forget my commitment. Fuck. Come on, man. Oh, shit. Fuck. All right. It's not seeming to be an easy task. So, let's see. What folder would I have put that in? I hate when I don't do what I was supposed to do because I'm over here having fun and I could have been looked this shit up. Y'all don't hang up. The show's going to cut off at 9, but I'm going to read this shit before it cut off. Watch this. I got it. Just give me a second. I don't know what the fuck to call it. Hey, did you ever buy any of those weapons?
Which ones?
You ain't buy none of the trust webinars?
I got the first or the third one. I got one of them.
That's fucking crazy how I ain't say no name and you like, oh, one of them shits. I think I got it. For all my people that's been hanging out, I think I got it. Let me see if I can come up with this shit. Nope. That's not it. That's my version. I can't read my shit. I got to read what they out here. I'm sorry, y'all. Hold on. Let me do that. I won't be able to do what I want to do. I'm going to do this. No, why you keep showing me mine? I don't want to see mine. I want to see the fucking... Yo, what the fuck, yo?
It's just showing me copies of the stuff that I wrote, but I don't want to see what I wrote. I'm trying to see what other people wrote. What did I do, y'all? I put this. I know I'm gonna find this because you're annoying me. Hold on. I was doing so good. I got a couple minutes left. Give me a second. Let me do it the manual way. I gotta see what I wrote. Not law life stuff. Estate stuff, no. Nope. Okay, where's the fucking express stuff? I can't even see this shit. Sort by name. Let's do by name. One second, bro. Yo, I hate when I fuck up like that. What the fuck, yo? Yo, I can't find anything on the Express Trust that I wanted to. So, okay. You don't have that shit, bro? Because if you got it, I'm going to ask you to read that shit. You don't got the trust shit?
Hold on. Damn, I got to cut my laptop back on.
Hold on. I might got you.
Yeah, because it died on me, so I had to charge this thing up.
I got you. Shit. I think I got it. Yo, I ain't even gonna say that shit. Yo, I be forgetting, yo. When you search shit and you get to see what's on your computer for real, like you'll see how long you've been at certain topics. I don't want any of this fucking stuff, man. What the fuck? I had folders up on top of folders. I can't even find this shit. I'm trying to read the shit I bought. That's what I'm trying to read. I don't want to read my shit. Is this? Please be it. Fuck. This is starting to get annoying. I feel like I just don't even know. Am I calling it the wrong thing? I don't know. I got a couple minutes and I'm embarrassing myself because I can't find this shit, bro. Fuck, man. I was having too much fun. Now the liquor is like seeping in. I don't want to go over these documents, man. Yo, bro. All right. Wait, I'm fucking tripping. I'm definitely tripping at something. Not webinars. This is study. I'm not study. I promise y'all, before this shit hangs up, I'm gonna find this shit. I promise y'all. Just give me a second. I hate the fact that I'm dragging this shit out and not just getting to what I wanted to. And that's because I spent so much time finding the laws and the other stuff that I didn't do that. Fuck, man. There's no fucking way I can't find this shit, yo. Trust. All right. Trust. No. this is I'm a dumbass, y'all. Alright, so I'm gonna have to say that for next week because I'm not finding that shit. And I'm a little bit frustrated with the fact that I'm not finding that shit. The Express Trust that I was gonna read was created by one brother and it was sold by another brother. I don't know what the fuck I did, y'all. They've given me everything else but what the fuck I want, man. This shit is so fucking annoying. They're showing me everything else but what I want. Fuck. All right, let me do that. There it is. Oh, my fucking... What the fuck just happened? Oh, there it is. I think I found it. That's the wrong one. That's the one that they sold me before, the one that they sold me. I swear, this shit is too fucking funny. I don't want to do this shit no more, bro. I hate when I appreciate y'all for listening. And is this it? Yeah, I'm going to have to stop. I appreciate y'all for listening. I can't find this shit. So I messed up, and I got to admit that I'm not going to be able to meet my expectation of sharing this shit with y'all. And the whole point was to have it. Hey, what did I do wrong? Did I delete it from my computer? like none of these dates are correlating. None of the information is adding up. Like, all I have is my version. I'm not trying to read my version. Because I wrote my own version. And I'm not trying to do it. Like, yo, what the fuck, yo? On my bad, six. I'm going to have to end the show on a sour note. Because I'm not finding it. I really have to. I'm not finding it. And I'm not reading mine. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not doing
it. It's all good because what was probably going to happen, you're going to find it when you're not looking for it.
Nah, I get that. The thing is, I already bought these webinars. I can find the videos, but I thought the videos had the information in the same folder. And it all it's showing me is the shit that I did, but I don't want to read mine. I'm trying to read the original I bought. I just don't know how they saved it. What? You don't remember that shit? Like, I'm trying to remember the name of it.
Did you they had it on the, damn, what's that thing? I forget that damn, that cloud shit that they send the files through.
I don't know about the cloud shit. Fuck you. I hate this shit right now, yo.
Because they give you access to download the files from.
Watch it. Oh, I spilled the whole liquor. Oh, God. That's how you know it was real. But watch it, right? Can I tell y'all I just found it? Is anybody still listening? Let me see. I haven't even been back to the fucking show. I done left that shit. They still here? Y'all still out here? I appreciate y'all. I can't even see the chat. I fucks with y'all. Watch this.
I'm going to read some of this shit because I'm going to do it fast. I found this shit. You ready?
Go on.
I found it. Oh, my fucking God. So what I'm about to read is the original, right? For those that want free information, let me show you where some of y'all guru get these thousand. Oh, shit. Did it end? You still there, right? All right.
We got a minute.
Irrevocable trust. This indenture, right, made this blank date, and it was dated 2012 when somebody made this. And they show you where to put everything. Serves as a declaration of irrevocable trust and shall continue for a term of 25 years. I talked about that last week. From 60 seconds, blank name, herein known as the settler and party of first part, and John trustee. So I'll read this next week, right? I'll read it all next week because I found it. But this is the original that they took and they made millions. I want to post that shit, too. I might post it, y'all. I might post it. But I'm going to read it next week. I apologize. I fucked up. I can't even see the chat. I know y'all going ham, but I can't read it. If y'all fuck with us on Discord, I'm going to be there. I see y'all in a second. Six, I'm going to holler. Y'all be easy. Stop. All right,
Doc.
Peace.